woman got up to ask Lucille Ball a question, the host of the show would touch the woman in some kind of a way, and Lucy would say, "Take your hands off her, Bob. Take your hands off her, Bob. Take your hands off her, Bob." And it was just like over and over and over and over this, the, you know, this same show. And it must have happened, I don't know, like 10 times, whatever, however many times. And all with these different women, right, who wanted to ask Lucy questions. And so I was thinking about just how lucky we are that times have mostly changed, and that's not so much an issue anymore, although it still is. But also how that resolve and that, like, pointed just seeing the sort of violation from Lucy's perspective. It's like she just honed right in on that, and it was like, there's no question before you take your hands off her, right? Like, that we're dealing with this issue, and that there was such a sort of boldness in her, especially for the times, right, to just like lay it out and cut the BS. and so that led me to think about, like, just the lack of, that's my phone chiming for us for some reason, just the lack of autonomy that certain bodies have in our world, right? Definitely kids, you know, women, we're talking about trans and queer people who, you know, either don't, and survivors, you know, like all sorts of people who don't just get to say, this is what my body is and this is what I want to do with it or what I don't want to do with it, right? On all kinds of levels.
Yeah, I think there's definitely kind of there's definitely been a lot of talk about kind of the way in which certain bodies are almost imagined as like part of the public realm in a sense, or like a possessive realm, I guess. You know, I mean, children, you know, that sort of imagined as kind of belonging to their parents or being an extension. And women definitely imagined as, like, patriarchally as an extension of their husbands or their fathers. And
chattel.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, any kind of body that's, I guess, imagined to be aberrant. So trans and queer people, but also, I mean, you can imagine people with disabilities and all other kinds of things. It's sort of like any kind of divergence from the norm is sort of, it's sort of in the public realm, and it's everyone, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it, but everyone in terms of sort of private individuals who are imagined to be men sort of have a right to kind of interfere with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the simplicity, I guess, of just this little sort of meme that went out, but how profound it was in terms of what it showed, you know, and the solidarity of just intervening and saying, like, Bob, no, you know, whoever you are, no. And how those six little words, you know, I was counting them on my fingers, take your hands off her, Bob, six little words, can really hold a lot of power. And sometimes that's all we need is just, you know, like those six little words to be able to sort of reiterate and reiterate. Not that they don't make your knees shake any less if you're, you know, in a position where it feels a little bit like, oh, I'm not sure I should step into that. But
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of these kind of things, be it sexual violence or racism or anything else. I think a lot of the time they sort of survive by being unchallenged, by being sort of an expectation of normality. But, you know, even though, you know, some, you know, I think even the sort of challenging of it and raising the question of, you know, this is something that can be challenged, that can be problematized, and sort of, you know, acknowledging it in a sense, you know, has a surprising amount of power. I mean, even if, you know, you're a person in a vulnerable position yourself, because, you know, Lucille Ball, she's also a woman, probably experienced the same thing. But yeah, there's definitely a solidarity in that, and just in a challenging.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that struck me about watching the clip was how the persistence had to happen on, well, not had to happen, but was happening on both ends of the scale, right? Like, Lucille Ball had to be persistent in, you know, telling Bob to take his hands off of her, because he, like, there was just something so unconscious about his behavior.
Yeah.
It's
just kind of normalized. I think that's, you know, the same thing. I mean, I haven't seen the clip, but it does sound a little almost parodic, kind of like astounding.
Yeah.
It sounds just like the egregiousness of it.
Yeah. And it's terrifying to think that all of us, you know, me not outside of this by any stretch, but how all of us are caught in our own conditioning, you know, and our own thought conditioning, where it's really hard to step out of what we know, or, you know, what we've been taught, or, you know, how we think about things, or you know, any of the slippery slope that takes us into behaviors. And, you know, the real work of decolonizing our mind really is what it is, and that process of unlearning things that we've been taught, or we've been shown, or we've been socialized to think are
normal. I mean, yeah, it's
normal,
it's
right, wrong, bad, good, you know, all the binary things.
It's the kind of great power of routine, I think, to make things seem ordinary. And, you know, really, that could be anything. I mean, you know, if you think of all the things people did throughout history and different cultures, and it's incredible what gets kind of normalized, and that can be good and bad, you know.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If I can remember where I saw it, how I saw it, I'll try to see if I can, you know, post the link to it again in the show notes, because it really, I don't know, like I said, it really struck me, and has made me think about just that sort of trickle effect of, you know, how embedded and how ingrained these tendencies and these traits and these power dynamics, really, when it comes right down to things, are, and how, you know, there's as some people in our world that believe that, you know, they have certain rights over certain other people's rights, and that it's pretty shocking. So maybe another song break?
For sure.
Let's hear the other one that you brought.
Okay, for sure. So I think it's Land of Petals by Ibrahim, and they're another trans artist also in Ontario. I was trying to find some trans cancon to fit the discussion.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome back to Intravenous here with Robin and Nat. That was a track from Ghost Love called Hold the Red Sky Sky from their album Mourner's Disco. And just before the music break, Nat and I were talking about this meme with Lucille Ball and her saying, take your hands off her, Bob, over and over and over, and just how that sort of translates into a bunch of different issues around body autonomy and personal space and safety. And
definitely the way that women's bodies, but I think any kind of body that isn't just a kind of normative male body is kind of imagined as, in a way, kind of in the public of space. I mean, you know, you can see that with her manager, I think it was, you know, kind of feeling entitled to do that. But also, you know, I mean, you could tie it into abortion laws and that kind of thing. There's kind of there's a willingness to kind of, you know, position women's bodies in kind of the public realm, I guess, up to the point of like even legislation, which is, you know, the furthest I could go.
It's okay. The fact that women's bodies, well, and other bodies too, are legislated in ways that male bodies are not, is certainly, I guess, exemplary of how far this goes.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely mine it like very, very far. I mean, I was thinking, tying it back to what I was talking in earlier about, you know, like there are certain spaces in which certain bodies are kind of imagined to belong, maybe, and, you know, about how I think the queer body or the trans body is kind of imagined as an urban one in some ways. You know, it kind of belongs in the city, but also there are these tensions of these kind of like, we were talking about, you know, the ways in which trans people and queer people generally kind of imagine, you know, a push and pull thing of wanting to escape from the countryside to the city, but then also this kind of utopian imagination about, you know, the promises that the countryside could have and all of its space and emptiness in this kind of imaginary of getting away from it all and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It related but totally unrelated. Getting back and thinking about this meme, and it's almost like there's this idea of kind of like when Bob puts his hand on the woman's shoulder in the audience who's about to ask a question, or, you know, puts his arm around her or whatever, that there's this sort of stabilizing effect in for lack of a better way to sort of describe it. But you know, what I imagine is that, you know, he feels like if he didn't do that, she wouldn't have the confidence, kind of, to you know, stand on her own two feet and be able to vocalize this question, and, you know, that was reassurance, or, you know, some weird thing.
Yeah, there are definitely all kinds of wacky excuses.
But that there's this idea, right, that that when people aren't given the autonomy that we have as our human right, that we're not of sort of right minds to make decisions about our bodies for ourselves, right? And that somebody, some higher power, needs to come in and step in and sort of set us right, and, you know, give us the proper support and guidance that we need to be able to do the thing that we're setting out to do, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's very paternalistic, and I think you could probably draw all kinds of connections between the way that, you know, women, but also, you know, anyone who's sort of characterized as almost sick, which a lot of, you know, differences in sexuality and gender kind of often are, you know, and this sort of vulnerability that's, you know, leads to this kind of paternalism of, oh, you know, I need to do this for you to show you the way because you clearly can't do that yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and religion is a huge sort of symbolic marker of how that works in society and has worked for eons and eons to try to set people straight, and mostly messes with people's minds. But that's my own little preachy there. I definitely appreciate how you know, you were able to see the connections and the, you know, draw some similarities between the Trans Safe Space article in the Tai that you brought to share and this Lucille Ball meme, because they're different, obviously, but so many of the same sort of social effects.
Yeah, definitely trying to draw some connections and link things up the best I can.
Yeah, yeah. And just, I guess, goes to show that, you know, as much as sometimes we feel like we've come so far in, you know, our rights and freedoms and how we get to live our lives and make decisions for ourselves and, you know, choose certain paths and ways forward, there still is this overculture that is very dominant, and we still need to be carving out these spaces where we can all feel like we've been served as social justice and can find safety and in brave space.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Just a few more minutes left in the show, and I'm going to tell you that Democracy Now!, as it always is on at 11 o'clock, so you should definitely stay tuned for that. And I do believe that I heard Todd's voice out in the hallway, so the Blurred Crusade at noon will be live and rocking with the best in punk and post-punk. So also stay tuned for that. And of course, all kinds of great community programming throughout the afternoon and evening and during the week and all the time here, because that's what we do. And the whole reason why we exist, to bring you things that might tweak your interest and make you think about things a little bit differently and just, you know, pull your head out of the sand, perhaps. I know that's part of what community radio does for me, so hopefully it does the same. Nat, thanks for joining me on such an ad hoc sort of come on the radio and let's do this thing.
It was definitely a bit impromptu, but yeah, I had a great time. Thanks so much.
Hopefully you'll come back and do it some more.
For sure.
Maybe with a little better plan. And not that we were unplanned.
I think we did okay for how haphazard it was.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We are just going to sign off and bid you adieu. So thanks for listening. As I said, archives will be posted up with the show and some links and notes, and we'll catch you not next week because it's the STEM podcast, but the week after on Intravenous. So have a great day. Just play you out a little bit of Devours.